Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker stands with Biden, he is going to be our nominee. By Hannah Knudsen on July 9, 2024. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., is standing with President Joe Biden, becoming the latest Democrat to double down on his public support for the 81-year-old. Pritzker was one of several Democrat governors who attended an emergency meeting at the White House following Biden's concerning debate performance, a debate performance that sparked widespread panic among Democrats. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. Other attendees of the meeting include California Governor Gavin Newsom, who left his state despite an ongoing wildfire emergency, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who missed a police officer's funeral that occurred the same day as the meeting. The president did a great job of answering questions throughout that meeting, Pritzker told reporters on Tuesday. Listen, Joe Biden is our nominee. I am for Joe Biden. I've been campaigning for Joe Biden. I think you've seen I've got dates scheduled to go to Indiana, to Ohio, for Joe Biden, so Joe Biden is going to be our nominee, he emphasized. Pritzker is one of many Democrats who have seemingly received their marching orders, as Biden has made it abundantly clear to Democrats far and wide that he has no intention of exiting the race. The Democratic Party have voted. They have chosen me to be the nominee of the party. Do we now just say this process didn't matter? Biden asked in a letter this week to congressional Democrats. The voters don't have a say? I decline to do that, he concluded, adding that he has no doubt that he will defeat Trump. Pritzker's support follows that of Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, CPC, who on Monday issued a weak statement on calls for Biden to drop out. As CPC chair, I am listening carefully to the thoughts of our members from all over the country, in swing and safe states and districts, as we work to ensure we defeat Donald Trump and win the House and Senate, she said, adding that Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were elected by the voters and have had remarkable accomplishments over the past 3.5 years that showed what we can accomplish together for the people. I will continue to keep my focus on conveying that proactive agenda and the contrast between Democrats and Donald Trump, she continued. Biden has also seen support from members of the squad, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. I have spoken to the president over the weekend. I have spoken with him extensively. He made clear then and he has made clear since that he is in this race. The matter is closed, she said. He had reiterated that this morning, he has reiterated that to the public. Joe Biden is our nominee, the congresswoman added. He is not leaving this race. He is in this race and I support him.